Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. The Red Devils picked up a 4-0 victory over Real Sociedad in the first leg of their round of 32 Europa League tie on Thursday. United, among the favourites for the competition after dropping down from the Champions League, were beaten by Sevilla in one of three cup semi-finals defeats they endured last season, but they look to have moved on from that disappointment as they were in fine form in Turin. Bruno Fernandes was once again in inspirational form, scoring twice as Solskjaer's side dominated a poor Sociedad. Marcus Rashford and Daniel James, who both missed several chances, then scored on the counter to leave next week's return leg looking like a formality. Well, Solskjaer was thrilled with his United side's attacking play in the victory over La Real. Back-to-back draws in the Premier League have resulted in United falling 10 points behind leaders Manchester City in the title race, and Solskjaer felt his side had lacked a bit of attacking zip. Solskjaer said, "We spoke about it before the game that we needed to back ourselves. Not more direct, but attack quicker. See where there is a chance, and we knew it was an away game. Even if it was a neutral venue, we knew the goals were going to count for us more. So why not take a risk, go forward, risk some balls in behind?" And finally, Daniel James is reportedly facing a battle to remain in the United squad next season, despite his start and goal in Thursday's Europa League win. The Wales star has fallen out of favour at Old Trafford this season, with Solskjaer only affording him 8 starts across all competitions and another 4 appearances off the bench. Reports state that the Red Devils are planning to send James out on loan next season to a Premier League rival. That's all for now. We'll have more later.